Before we begin, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you and welcome our newest commission member, Mr. Martin Ross. He is no stranger to land and land use issues. Has been involved for many years at both the county and the state level in agricultural and land use concerns. And we welcome you, and we look forward to your participation on the commission. So, that being said, our first public hearing is conditional use number 1784, Maurice E. Hayes, Jr.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a small engine repair and service shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.2486 acres, more or less, lying north of Road 291, 1.1 mile west of Road 262. Now, for the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the site plan for this application. Show the existing improvements and proposed improvements to be added to the site. I have received two agency comments, first one being from DLDOT. We have been advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the present level of service A of Road 291 should not change due to this application. We also heard comments that received today or late this afternoon from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we were advised that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the project proposes to use an existing or an on-site septic system, that the use is not in an area where the county expects to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Before we begin, is there anyone other than the applicant here that has an interest in this application? If so, and you want to see the exhibit, by all means, we'll certainly make one available to you. Otherwise, we'll proceed, and I'm guessing that you're Mr. Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you would introduce yourself for the record, please, and then we'll proceed.
My name is Maurice Edwin Hayes, Jr. I live at 19622 Shovelhead Lane, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Well, welcome. You heard what our director had to say in regard to your application. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Just to see if I can get conditional use for all the buildings that I have there, because I have a new building that I put in for storage. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be able to use that too with the business, bigger shop.
Okay. Is that the proposed shed that says personal use on your survey?
Yes.
You want to use that as part of your application?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. And you're also talking about a shop building?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
What type of hours of operation are you talking about, John?
What type of hours?
Hours.
Anywhere between 7:30 to 6:30, because we don't like to run lawnmowers and stuff like that after hours with the neighbors.
5 days a week, 6 days a week, 7 days.
Sometimes
3 days a week.
Sometimes six. We don't try to work on Sundays.
How many employees do you plan on having?
Hopefully none. It's kind of hard as it is just by myself,
So that would be one, two?
Yeah, well, my son does help in the business. So he has his, he works on the bike side of the business.
Have you heard anything from your neighbors on anything before?
I usually take care of all their lawnmowers.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir. So you're primarily working on, two-cycle?
Yeah, lawnmowers, trimmers, weed whackers, chainsaw, stuff like that there. Every now and then some bike work,
mm-hmm.
four-wheelers. We don't work on boats or ski jets, stuff like that there.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically lawnmower stuff.
Okay, that type of engine. Motorcycles?
Mm-hmm.
You do some work on motorcycles?
Mm-hmm. Harley Davidson's only.
Mm-hmm. The shop is going to be in the vicinity of the residence. Do you wish to have any security lighting, anything to?
I was going to put up security light in front of the building there, but I got security system and stuff like that there.
How about signage? Do you imagine having a signage out by the driveway or on the building itself?
Out front.
Out front at the driveway. Is there any storage of the mowers, the RVs, the Harleys on the site?
No. I mean, for...
Like when they're waiting to be repaired, is it outside or can you keep them inside?
It's all inside.
That's
if
all.
I don't have no room, I do put them under a tarp if I get filled up.
Now, do people bring the engines and whatnot that they want repaired? Do they bring them to you or do you haul them in and out on a...
We mostly haul them in and out.
So you have some type of flatbed low boy?
Trailer.
Mm-hmm. Is all the work performed inside the site?
Mm-hmm.
You don't do some things like welding or anything outside?
No.
Could you give the commission an idea of any noise that might be generated by your normal day-to-day operation?
Not really. I mean, just running a lawnmower. Or, mm-hmm. You know, like I said, if we work on a bike, we don't run it after 5 o'clock because of the neighbors. And that's, you know, we don't have no other loud noises that I could really say, you know. We don't have, you know, 20 mowers running at one time, you know. We try to respect the neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Do you find if there was anything that would upset the neighbors that it would be the Harleys as opposed to, say, the RVs?
Probably.
Yeah, that would be my thought. Do you get deliveries to the site? Like if you need parts, something, you need some carburetor needles and things, a FedEx fellow comes.
Mm-hmm. UPS.
UPS.
Most of the time I tell my customers don't scream down the driveway and leave on a respectable note on my with the bikes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the sheds, so you're saying the sheds and all that you have allows you to keep, say, the outside premises fairly neat and tidy, that there's no outside storage except what you could occasionally have to slip under a tarp?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hayes.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross?
Yes, Mr. Hayes, your answers indicate that you might be already doing a little bit of work at the site, or are you
I've been there for 20 years.
Any complaints, your neighbors? Upset with you?
Mm-mm. I said I take care of most of their mowers.
Yeah. All right, sir. We thank you. You can take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1784, Maurice E. Hayes, Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1784? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.